Shmuel Beis Perek Chaf Aleph begins with a famine. Vayi ra'av b'mei David shalosh shanim, shana acharei shana. And so there was a famine during the days of David that lasted 3 years, year after year. So right off the bat, the Mefarshim are at odds as to when exactly this happened. Some say that this happened after Avshalom's rebellion, but most regard this as a kind of appendix that's put in out of order with no apparent connection to what came before. And many say that this happened before Avshalom. And so it wasn't at the very end of David's reign, but it happened before David was chased out of Yerushalayim by Shaul. And the Medrash says that this famine was not David's fault. It should have been brought about during the days of Shaul, because it was technically a punishment for him, as we're going to see as the Perek unfolds. When the Malbim brings down that Shaul was punished three times. First, because he didn't listen to Hashem's words at Gilgal, when Shmuel had told him to wait to bring the carbon, and he went after the pressure of the people to bring it before Shmuel had arrived. And so he was punished that his kingdom would not be handed down to his sons after him. There would be no Shaul dynasty. Second, that he had mercy on Agag and let him live. And then he was punished that his melucha was torn away from him like the torn cloak, even during his own days, that David was already king before Shaul had passed away. And then finally, he was punished because of massacring the Kohanim at Nov, which it turns out the Kohanim were not the only victims. And because of that, he and his sons were killed by the sword and not buried in a proper and appropriate manner for a king and a great man of Klal Yisrael. He's not going to die in peace, and he's not going to be interred in peace. And many Jews who hadn't prevented him from performing this absolutely awful act were also punished that they died along with him. And the killing of other innocent people in Nov, in particular the Givonim, who we've met before, the Givonim are the water carriers and wood bearers during the days of Yehoshua who had faked conversion to survive but weren't really sincere in wanting to become Jewish. And they were working and serving the Kohanim of Nov and were massacred right alongside them. And so we're going to see that Shaul's family is going to be punished. This famine is brought on by the fact that the Givonim were massacred alongside the Kohanim of Nov. Shaul, the man Loe says, was like a sycamore tree, which is not sturdy and can't withstand adversity. So Hashem put off the punishment for what Shaul had done until the time of David, who was incredibly strong and could bear any number of burdens, even some that didn't belong to him fairly. And so David is going to put up with this famine that happens b'mei David, in the days of David, but not because of David. Year after year shows that it was one after another, but each year they thought that maybe it was going to end. There was hope at the end of each year. So in the first year, David suspected that maybe there was some Avodah Zarah among the people. So he said maybe that's why it hasn't rained and that's why there's a famine, basing that on Kriya Shema, which talks about how there will be no rain if you worship other gods. But they searched and found no Avodah Zarah. So in the second year, David said, maybe there's a sin of vice, of promiscuous behavior. From a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says that the rains are withheld because you had a harlot's forehead. I have the English in front of me, but not the Hebrew. The phrasing, I'm sure, is classic. But they found no immorality. And so in the third year, Shana Acharei Shana, David asked, is it that people aren't paying off what they bid for Maftir Yonah? Maybe they didn't redeem the pledges that they made to Hekdesh or to Tzedakah. From Mishlei, there's a pasuk that says that if you don't give the gifts that you've promised, you're like a cloud without rain. But they found no one like this in Klal Yisrael, and so David took responsibility. Vayivakesh David es p'nei Hashem. And so David went to the Urim V'Tumim for an explanation, to see what he had done wrong to bring this suffering on Klal Yisrael. Evidence of a great leader, that he has very broad shoulders, that he's going to be willing to take on the burden of the people and say it's his responsibility. Vayomer Hashem el Shaul ve'el Beis Hadamim al asher heimis es hagivonim. And so God answered, it is over Shaul, el Shaul. It is essentially because of Shaul and because of the house guilty of blood, because he put the Givonim to death. So the fact that he massacred the innocent Givonim alongside the innocent Kohanim, for whom he had already paid the price, the Beis Hadamim, Rashi says, is a reference to Nov Irak Kohanim. And by killing the Givonim who were working there, he has brought about this punishment on all of Klal Yisrael by having them annihilated. Now, remembering also that in a way, David bore at least a little responsibility for Nov, because he had stopped there and not told them he was a fugitive when he came and got food and a weapon. So, Lemaisa, David did have some connection to the tragedy at Nov. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why it was during his times that the punishment was going to come. But nevertheless, to have such a harsh punishment over people who aren't even Jewish, remembering that the Givonim are not really proper Jews, shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging very harshly in this situation. And so, David is going to try to atone, but to do so, he's got to speak to the Givonim.